This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we start with the ninth name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Azizu, the Mighty, the Almighty, meaning Allah is the one to whom belongs the might, the honor in his entirety, the might and the honor of strength, of conquest. So you see that Allah is the conqueror that is never conquered and never harmed because of his might, his glory, his force and his pride. Allah that is in the heavens and the earth magnifies him. He is of all the mighty and all wise. You see in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, it will be said, seize him. This is on the day of judgment. Seize him and drag him into the midst of the blazing fire. This is in the Quran. Surah Ad-Dukkan. That you see this, grab him and drag him into the midst of the blazing fire. Then pour over his head the torment of boiling water. Then it will be said, taste you this. Indeed, you were pretending to be the Almighty, the Al-Aziz. You were pretending to be Al-Aziz, the kind. And it says pretending to be. So that we need to come to terms of humbleness that Allah is the Almighty. Allah is the one that has the might, the power. There is no one beyond Allah's power. One should always recognize that you will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. And when you stand in front of Allah, you need to remember that that day is no day where you can run or hide. That day is no day of war or political war. That day is a day of you standing and you be brought to account. And that day is going to be led by no other than the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the quicker we understand this, the better it is, because Allah has already referred to the people who forget that He is the Almighty. That Allah has said, that stop pretending to be Al-Aziz. Stop pretending to be so mighty. Stop pretending. Humble yourself. Know that I created you from dust. Know that I created you from the dirt in the floor. Know that I will take you back into the dirt in the floor. Know that I'll make you sleep and live with creatures in the earth. Creatures that you run from in this dunya. In my own words. So what happens is that Allah is trying to make you recognize that Allah is the Almighty. Allah is Aziz. This is the way one should try his best to call upon Allah. Is Ya Allah, you are the Almighty. Now, if you were to read the Al-Asma'ul Husna and you were to go through, the Nasheed, there's so many Nasheeds out there, or you were to actually learn them in a rhythm and to understand every name and to contemplate on Allah's actual attribute. One is saying to someone that this is my boss, right? Or this is my colleague. But then saying it with passion, yeah? That this is my boss, man, and I'm so privileged to be working for him. Imagine when in that same passion, with that same motivation, with that same love, and you could say the same kind of voice, the excitement that one has, was to say, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malikul Quddus, Ya Azizu, Oh Allah, you are the Almighty. And whilst you're saying this, you're thinking, Ya Azizu, you are the Almighty. Ya Allah, I can do nothing without your permission. I can do nothing without your commandment. So we understand that Allah is Allah. And then it says that, it comes here that a Bedouin once came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she says, teach me something to say. And the Prophet ﷺ said, there is no God but Allah, the one with no partner. Allah is the greatest by far. Much praise be to Him. The Lord of the worlds be praised. And there is no power and no strength save in Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. The Bedouin turns around and says to the Prophet ﷺ, this is for my Lord. What is for me? Right? She's saying that you're telling me to praise my Lord, what I want something for me. The Prophet ﷺ then goes on to say that, O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me and provide for me. So you see that the Prophet ﷺ taught her to call upon Allah in this manner. Bow at the very name of Allah. Bow at the very name of the Almighty. And inshallah, Allah will then have mercy, be compassionate, have that love, have that, that care for us, that we have recognized that Allah is the Mighty. We are being submissive. Through the names of Allah, the initial names, that you'll understand that Allah is the one who we need to turn to. Through these names, we'll understand that we are completely reliant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our daily lives. And this is the one, this is only one of the names amongst the 99 names. Ya Azizu, the Almighty. Jazakumullahu khayran wa ahsanul jaza.